It is time now, once again, for the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
Russ Boris is DJ and music director for WFUV in New York. Hi, Russ.
Hi, Jeremy.
And what have you brought for us today?
Lots of great stuff. I'm just really kind of taken by this new EP that Iggy Pop has put together with the guys in Underworld. It's called Tea Time Dub Encounters. And what I love about Iggy is just kind of being fearless as he's been over the years, especially more recently, working with Josh Homme from Queens of the Stone Age, putting out a record that was sung entirely in French. Iggy's doing whatever he wants to do these days.
And this is the song I'll See Big.
I wanted to have some friends. Not a lot of people wanted to be my friend. A couple of nerds, maybe. And nerds have trouble being friends because they're too stopped up. I mean, they can play games with you, but after that, you get a kind of blank stare.
Okay, so I feel like I'm watching The Big Lebowski. This is Iggy Pop is 71 years old, and as you can hear here, talking, not singing.
Yeah, there's something about this that feels so richly rewarding to me. I don't know if it's this sort of somber tone that he has while he's kind of recounting his early days and having this story of friendship that just feels very sweet to me.
And what should we know about Underworld?
Underworld is a legendary electronic band that has been making records for several decades. And the collaboration with Iggy and Underworld started, I think, as the story goes, they were both overseeing the T2 Trainspotting soundtrack. And Rick Smith from Underworld got together with Iggy and just more or less said, hey, we should really do something. And he doesn't want to be the guy to say no to this. So, yeah, he ventured right in.
All right, up next, you have brought us the artist Jealous of the Birds. This is called Plastic Skeletons. Jealous of the Birds, by the way, is the stage name for Naomi Hamilton, who is from Belfast in Northern Ireland.
I caught her set at a South by Southwest, I believe it was last year, it wasn't even this year, and was so completely taken by how impressive her live show was and how each one of the songs was better than the next. But it was all much more minimalist and much more subdued. And so when I first heard this song, it threw me for a loop, just having some awareness of who she was and what I had seen previously. This is the new song that's on this new EP called The Moths of What I Want Will Eat Me in My Sleep.
Wow.
Now, I don't usually get really worked up about album titles, but I had to talk to her about this one, and she did a recent session for us. And it stems from poetry that she had written, is that that's pretty much where she had begun as an artist, and that transitioned into songwriting.
I wonder how common that is, because a lot of songwriting does sound like poetry.
I would think that it's probably more so than we think, for that exact reason, yes.
Okay, let's go to the next song. This is Love is Magic. It's by John Grant.
They say you were always enough. It's too ridiculous to call it love. And you're staring at a dresser drawer, which is devoid of clean underwear. Trying to work out on your calculator if you can swim that trip to anywhere but here. Love is magic, whether you like
No surprise that John Grant's Twitter bio labels him as a synth lover. Billboard called him a surrealist indie star.
You know, there's a number of different adjectives you can use to describe the music of John Grant, for sure. I've always gravitated to his dark sense of humor. You heard the line in there very quickly about staring at a dresser drawer which is devoid of clean underwear. These are lines that are fairly common in his music. But this song in particular, there's a lot more positivity in it as well. As the song evolves and you listen to John sing with, you know, as rich a voice as I've heard recently, he just has a knack for conveying a certain emotion. But in this particular case, it's a little surprising because he's singing in the positivity of love and actually, you know, not walking away from it, but walking towards it.
Okay, the next one that you have brought us is called Waiting on the Warmth. It's by the Toronto-based Mormor.
Lights fade, it's a youth face that's never left your side. You know, you're just a car to let it all aside. You came to play a card today. I'm on my way home. You count my ways, I can't delay. I'm the one to wait on.
I've been waiting on the warm each time it comes. I've been waiting on the warm every time it comes.
Very smooth, very energetic. Who is Mormor?
He's an artist out of Toronto. His name is Seth Nyquist, and yeah, at this point, there's just a little bit of music out there from him, and I just heard the song and thought, I wish that pop music sounded like this entirely in 2018. Huh. I just wish this was pop radio. It's just, there's something very familiar about his voice, there's something very familiar about the feel of this, but it's completely uplifting, and it just struck me the first time I had heard it. There's a handful of songs on this new EP called Heaven's Only Wishful, but certainly showing a great deal of promise.
Why do you think a song like this won't be all over the top 40 stations in this country?
I think it doesn't necessarily fit into a perfect little package. And even though there's something that's very accessible about it, you know, if it's not what the mainstream or what the machine dubs as, you know, their 10, 15, 20 song playlist dictates, and it doesn't necessarily work its way in, I guess.
Okay, we have time for one more, and this is Saint Lucia with the song Walking Away.
I told you once, I told you twice.
What did you like about this one?
Well, you know, per my earlier comment about Mormor being, you know, sort of perfect 2018 pop music, you know, Saint Lucia, you could probably suggest, is perfect 1988 pop music. I've always gravitated towards Saint Lucia, just the joyous nature of the music and what feels just bouncy and always fun. In this particular song, there's might be a little bit more groove than what they've recorded in the past. I hear elements of chic in the guitar riff. It makes me think of, you know, 70s, which is interesting considering how much of the 80s connection is in what Saint Lucia does. Mm-hmm. But just very bouncy and fun.
And Saint Lucia, by the way, not from Saint Lucia, but from Johannesburg, South Africa.
Yes, in Brooklyn based these days.
Brooklyn based. Okay, Russ Boris, Bronx based at the moment, DJ for WFUV. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jeremy.